Welcome to the Travel Pulse Podcast. Here's your host, Mark Murphy.
All right. So another great day here in SoJo, South Jersey. I'm back at Travel Pulse World Headquarters and psyched to tell you all about what's going on this week in the world of travel. But right out of the gate, I got to tell you, this is the, let's call this the Travel Pulse Apology Tour. I just want everyone to know that if I offended you last week by referring to anybody as a social media loser, I deeply regret my actions, and I will try to be a better person going forward. No. Sorry, not going to happen. Dag nabbit, I'm not going to freaking stop cursing or saying butter snaps or gosh darn it or any of that good stuff because I just like it. I like the way it sounds. But I also like the way my parents used to say, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. So my dad was super pissed. That's what he was. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And since I grew up Catholic, I couldn't decide whether they were angry or whether he was trying to pray. My guess is he was probably pretty pissed off. Because next thing, bam, you'd go flying. That was my upbringing, and my sister would disagree with that. But then again, she was a little girl, and I was the boy, and there were seven of us, and my parents had four of us in 5 years, and we had a brother who was 20 years older than the youngest one. So I think they were just kind of tired of raising kids at that point because they already had three. Then they had four spit out in 5 years. Don't ask me what the hell happened in between. Dad got cut off or, you know, who knows? Maybe they just timed it really, really well. But then how do you explain 4 and 5 years? Almost multiple Irish twins. So last week I was told that I think six people out of the thousands that listened were upset that I might refer to people on social media as losers. Yeah, I do, because there's so many of them out there. And it's like Twitter. Twitter, the idiots on Twitter represent literally like 0.5% of people that breathe. And the media actually takes them seriously as if they are the arbiter of what's really going on in the world. It is beyond ludicrous. But that's the world we live in. And so some people had a little bit of an issue. I apologize. I'm sorry you're not happy. But at the same time, it's like you have choices. I'm going to get to something later in the podcast that's about choices. And you've got choices. You can choose to listen. You can choose not to listen. There are about a million podcasts out there. So if you're listening and it's offending you, what are you, like a masochist? Move on. Do something else. We'll live. You know, we're not for everybody. Just ask my wife. She's like, nobody else took you, so I took you. Yeah, that's right. Shout out to Karen Murph, mom of Murphs on Instagram. So if you want to see who puts up with me on a regular basis, her Instagram handle is mom of Murphs. And if you follow me on Instagram at Murphy Travels, she religiously likes the stuff I post up. And then you can see her right there, or you can just go look her up. But that's the woman who deals with me. And you should all send her a present or at least money. Just send her money. She could use some money. All right. One of the folks on the emails that came in asked me why I felt the need to curse as an educator. I was like, as an educator? What the hell are you talking about, an educator? What am I, teaching fifth grade here? No, I'm not teaching fifth grade, and I'm not a professor. But you can call me professor if you'd like. I own a media company. I talk about the world of what's going on in travel. I dissect the media in terms of how they present things. And if you wanted me to do it on a political basis, bet your ass I can do that. I can put it together on a travel basis because that's what I eat, sleep, and drink. But I'm a news junkie, and I'm disgusted with the media, and I own a media company, and that's what I do. So for the woman who was upset that why I cursed as an educator, I'm not an educator. I am Mark Murphy, Irish rat bastard. And that's what I do. I curse on occasion. I think I cursed 3 times in last week's podcast, but I don't have a curse counter. Full disclosure, I did have a curse jar, at one point in my office, and we were in a smaller office because I do have a tendency to curse more in person than I do on the podcast. Yes, horror, horror. He does that. I can't believe it. But yes, I do that. Okay. And I had to put a dollar in every time I cursed. I broke the curse jar because it cost me too much money. So if you really want to know where I'm coming from, this is the restrained version. Now, the people who have kids in the car, I get it. You got young kids. I never cursed around my kids, but my kids are in college. Unleash the hound. That's what you have to do because my kids are in college. So I don't have to put a muzzle on it. And I sure as hell am not doing it here, although I temper it quite a bit versus seeing me in person. Now, I want to get right to the latest travel news because there's a big news story that has occupied everything for the last several days. It is the latest conspiracy theory from Conspiracy TV, which can be any number of outlets that are out there. And we just keep moving on from one conspiracy to the next one, to the next one. And the latest, and you're going to ask me, why the hell does that have anything to do with travel? I'm talking about the Epstein suicide. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile who was a registered sex offender, who got arrested a few weeks back in July, and was being held at, I think it's called the Manhattan Correctional Institute. It's basically a federal prison. And he checked out early Saturday morning, and there is a connection here, folks. If you've noticed, they haven't released the autopsy report yet. That autopsy has been ready to go. Now, why haven't they released that autopsy report? Well, breaking news right now on the Travel Pulse podcast. You're hearing it here first because it's just breaking. So I'm getting it out to you immediately. It's been reported that a small refrigerator was placed inside his cell the day before he was discovered dead. They've delayed the autopsy as they're looking into whether or not that refrigerator is connected to the minibar deaths in the Dominican Republic. I'm just kidding. There is no minibar in his room. But I'll tell you what, I'm surprised the press hasn't talked about the potential of a minibar inadvertently being placed in his cell and ultimately killing him. Because that would make as much sense as the reporting on the Dominican Republic. There I go. On more serious notes, how about your MacBook Pro, folks? You saved a little money. You bought a MacBook Pro. It's 15 inches or above. It's bought between model years 2015 to 2017. Put that baby away. You cannot bring it on an airplane, folks. It has been banned by the FAA. They will not allow you to bring it on an airplane because it may catch fire and take the plane down. So you will not be taking that MacBook Pro. You can plug your serial number in. Search for MacBook Pro ban. You can plug your serial number in and see if yours qualifies or not. I would suggest that if it does qualify, that you print something out that validates. And when you go to board a plane, go through security, you don't inadvertently run into some meathead at TSA who doesn't understand that it's not everyone, it's certain ones, and therefore you're covered. I strongly encourage you to do that. The other thing I would encourage you to do is watch the video of this 4-year-old kid from 2 months ago. It's hysterical. He's on a plane going to Houston with his dad, and he's on the plane. He's 4 years old. He looks to his left, and his dad's filming it with his phone, and the kid looks. He's like, why is that person's foot on my chair? Some lady behind him has her foot up, and you see their toes and the ball of her feet coming through on the left-hand side between the window and the seat. And the kid is just like, what the hell? I think his name's Rodney Small, but you can search for this 4-year-old, you know, and woman on plane with no shoe on, no, you know, barefoot, whatever. So the kid's like, he looks, he's like, it's a lady. Because he took a look back. He's, why does somebody have feet behind me? Why do you have your feet behind me? He asked again to the woman herself. We never hear what she says, but I got to tell you, man, when I hear about people taking their shoes off on planes and sticking their feet up on the backs of chairs or on the screens, I talked about this I don't know when it was, a couple of weeks back, maybe a month ago, the guy who's using his toes to change the entertainment touchscreen. Oh man, and then you're the guy that goes in next, and you're going to use your fingers, and then you touch your face, and it's like the guy's toes and his stinky toes were touching your face. Yeah, disgusting. Don't do it. And that's why you should start carrying those disinfecting wipes, for the love of God. Or just bring your own iPad or load some movies on your phone and screw the public screen. I'm just telling you, it's really gross. But that's what's going on. Now, if we stick along the lines with news in air travel, even though it's August, we still have some crazy stories. And one of them is related to drunk pilots in Scotland, United Airlines pilots getting arrested because they were looking to board their planes and fly back to the States. Yeah, that's not happening. Those guys are done. They're in custody, and they're going to get processed. And, man, I doubt very much they're going to be flying again anytime soon. Thank God. Like, talk about risking the lives of passengers. It's so crazy. But the sad and funny story about flying and drinking this week goes to the flight attendant, another United Airlines employee. I don't know if she was flying on a regional jet or working on a regular flight, but the flight she was on is from Chicago, and it goes to South Bend, Chicago to South Bend, 21 minutes airtime. She blew over a 0.2. She was 2.5 times the legal limit to operate a car, right? So imagine the announcement. Now make sure you put your seatbelt on and fasten it, and bring your chair in the upright position. In the event of an emergency, don't wake me up. I'm fucking drunk. Don't wake me up. Yeah, that would literally be it. And it's sad because, man, obviously that person has a drinking problem. And now her photo and video of her sleeping on the plane on a 21-minute flight is out there, and again, she should get the help she needs. But you gotta laugh about it. It's freaking nuts. What else is going on? Well, people were giving Royal Caribbean crap because they left a couple on the pier in St. Martin. No, they didn't leave anybody on the pier in St. Martin. The people didn't get back before the freaking ship sailed. The thousands of other passengers and crew got on, but these knuckleheads didn't make it. And the thing that made it, quote, go viral is because they have this little practice where they wave, and they had this big hand that they had over the person's hand on board, and they were waving, and it was perceived that they were somehow mocking the people who missed the flight. So, missed the ship leaving. But now that wasn't the case, folks. That's just a normal practice. So, again, you just say to yourself, if you can't set your watch and plan to be back, I mean, everybody has smartphones. I mean, just set an alarm on your phone, folks. Give yourself enough time to get back. And if not, you'll be flying to the next spot to catch your ship, or you'll be flying home because guess what? It's on you and it's out of your pocket. So that's an expensive lesson. Ideally, you just actually make it back. A couple other quick things. Another airline story. If you've got teenagers, they tend to say stupid things. This kid said something really stupid on Snapchat. What did he say? He said, I want to blow up a plane. I'm going to blow up this plane. And he took a picture at George Bush Airport down in Houston, flew to Guatemala, posted that on Snapchat. And I think he was probably just, maybe he was upset that he had to go somewhere. He wanted to stay home with his friend. Who the hell knows, right? Teenager, 17-year-old kid. Yeah, the FBI showed up at his house after he got back. They arrested him. He's being charged with making terroristic threats. That's how serious it is. So if you think it's funny to make a joke while you're in security or goof off about things like that, don't be a clown. They will pull you to the side. I know people who made a joke about bombs and other really stupid things. They get pulled out. They get questioned. Sometimes they get arrested. Until they can sort through whether or not you're serious, you aren't going anywhere, man. And that's just dumb. And if you do it like inside an airport, you could clear out a whole terminal. And that's happened as well because people are just idiots. So keep that in mind. Don't be an idiot. Never good to be an idiot. And yeah, that's one of your travel tips of the day. Try not to be a moron. So I've got some really, really good travel tips coming up here, but I want to get to something that hits home for me. And some of you are going to be like, ugh, you know, don't go there or whatever, because I'm sure there's always somebody, right? But again, I don't do this for everybody. I do this for the folks who want to lean in and listen, who might want to take some stuff away from this. And, you know, one of the things you can take away from it is this week's winner, you know, Sarah 112717. She's our winner this week because she did a review. She sent a note in. All of you have the opportunity to do this. And she's going to go to the Travel Forward store and pick something out, and we're going to send it to her. Kevin, who won a couple of weeks ago, we sent Kevin he asked for a mug, and I sent him a signed copy of the Travel Forward book. The mug got there, and Kevin was kind of surprised because he thought he was getting a coffee mug, but it was in a lot of little pieces when it got there. And I had explained to Kevin that, it was called the Coffee Cup Challenge. You actually have to rebuild the coffee cup, put it back together, glue it, make sure it all comes together. And he says it's smashed in a million pieces. So we made it a little more challenging for Kevin. But for Sarah, if she wants a coffee mug, we'll try to send it intact. I had an intern that sent that. And I just fired the intern. Yeah, he's gone. He's out. I fired him because he doesn't know how to use bubble wrap. No, I didn't fire him. He's a good kid. And he's actually my brother's kid. So yeah, it's called nepotism. Now, he's smart. He's hardworking. His name is Nick Kalafors. Does a great job. And we're happy to have him here for 6 months. I call him the Swedish meatball because he's going to school in Sweden. Oh, my God. That was just an ethnic slur? Is that like Fredo? I don't know. But he's like the size of a string bean. So we could either call him a Swedish string bean, but that doesn't roll off the tongue. So I think Swedish meatball works, although he's more like spaghetti. But whatever. I digress. But Sarah heard the podcast as a traveler. She wrote a review. She got the podcast recommendation from her travel agent, Ashley Clute, up in Ontario, Canada. So a shout out to Ashley, a smart travel agent who isn't afraid to share a podcast where somebody curses with an adult. Go figure. And so a shout out to Ashley because that saved your booking for Sarah. Sarah's going to go to the DR, have a great time, and she's going to be bringing something from the Travel Forward store. And hey, how about an additional challenge? Whatever you get from the Travel Forward store, if you travel with it, take a picture wherever you go with it, send it to us, we'll share it and tag you on social media. And if you've got a social media following, hopefully our hundreds of thousands of followers will see that too, and you'll pick up a few extra along the way. And if you don't travel or you're just hanging out, take a picture where you ever happen to be, and that's kind of cool too. But let's get on to one of my favorite topics, people telling other people how to run their business. I'm an entrepreneur. Shut your pie holes. If people don't want to work here, guess what? They don't have to. And the same goes for Disney. So here's the story. So the Disney heiress, she's known as the Disney heiress, Abigail Disney, she went behind the scenes and she was appalled at like the employees and their challenges and their eating out of garbage cans. I'm thinking to myself, okay, let me think. What does Disney pay at a minimum all of their employees? I looked it up. I had no idea. I'm thinking, my God, they have to eat out of garbage cans. Then I realized, starting at any level, the lowest wage paid to anybody in that park or anywhere at Disney is $15 an hour. That translates full-time to about $30,000 a year. Do you know there are college graduates coming out making $30,000, $32,000, $35,000 a year after 4 years of college? Disney doesn't require a college degree to work as a Disney cast member at $15 an hour. Also, a lot of people use it as a summer thing, or they use it as a stepping stone to get something in the entertainment field. There's a lot of reasons you do that. I worked stocking shelves at a Rite Aid, and I was making $4.50, I think, at the time, minimum wage. And I took other jobs. I worked in a trading firm in Princeton, New Jersey, when I was in college for a summer. That job sucked. And again, I wasn't making much. I was making like $7-$8 an hour, if that. So you do these things to figure out what it is you want to do. I had no intention of working at Rite Aid stocking shelves for the rest of my life. I was going to go to college. And then I went to college, and there I did this trading thing. And then I went to the next thing. Yeah, you see how it goes, right? And I realized in college that instead of making $7 or $8 or $9 an hour, screw it. I can make $30, $40 an hour sealing driveways. So what did I do? I basically took my two nephews who were young kids at the time. I gave them each a buck. And then I drove around neighborhoods and I wallpapered the mailboxes with information about getting a quote on getting their driveway sealed in the summer. And I would get the call. I would say, chirp, can buy, do it, whatever. And I could charge $100 to $150, take me about 2 hours to do the job, and I'd cover the materials. So I was making really good money. And, you know, again, I decided what I needed to do because nobody was giving me any money. My parents were buying things for me. They weren't paying for my college. I had to pay for everything. So that's what I did. Now, with that said, let me go back to Abigail Disney. Unlike Abigail, I had to pay for my own college. I had to get into college on my own, all these other things. This woman went to Stanford and Yale and, you know, PhD programs, et cetera. I'm sure she's not an idiot, but I'm also pretty confident that having the last name Disney, just like we see some of our Congress people, ironically, all these Congress people, their kids are all getting into Yale and Harvard and Brown and Dartmouth and Princeton. I don't think there's a coincidence there. And we also know about the whole college admission scandal. So people are playing games and taking spots from other people. I'm not saying Abigail didn't deserve it, but what I do find annoying is when somebody who's the grandniece of Walt Disney goes behind the scenes and starts complaining that Bob Iger is getting paid too much money as a ratio to the lowest level people. Disney has shareholders. Those shareholders can vote on whatever the hell's going on. They don't need you, Abigail, to tell them what to do, just like I, as an entrepreneur, and my employees don't need your advice on who's making what. Over the years, I've had some great employees come through here, and some have stayed for a decade or more. Some have stayed for a couple of years. Some have stayed for 8, 9, 10 years. And most have gone on, to be frank, to some really, really big jobs, which I smile when they do that because it says to me that it's an open market. It's a great opportunity, and we did a fantastic job of giving you skills and helping you go from when you entered at X raises and bonuses along the way to, in some cases, doubling their income when they leave after 7, 8, 9, 10 years. I just had somebody leave after a decade. She doubled her pay. It was awesome. Awesome. Love it. And you know what? That's called the open market. So when somebody who's worth $120 million, who, if you look at her Wikipedia, looks like she had her first job at the age of 31 when she founded a foundation with her husband. There's no work history before that. So I have no idea what she did. She probably lived off of her inheritance. I'm just guessing. Again, I don't know, folks. I don't know. I'm not saying she's a dumb person. I'm saying she's very accomplished with her academics. She went to the greatest schools. She got a crap load of money she inherited. And she's telling other people, you know, what they should be doing. Now, me, on the other hand, I'm an entrepreneur. I took my wife, who has MS, and my 2-year-old and 4-year-old at the time, and sold our house, and we moved 100 and something miles south to start a company after 9/11 focused on travel agents, and as a .com. We've built the company over the years. We've gone through ups and downs. Nobody gave me a safety net. I have no trust fund. I basically created products with my team, which a fantastic group of people. And all together, we've changed the dynamic and the conversation when it comes to travel agents and travel. So that's what we did. Now, if I'm the people at Disney, I'm like, hey, lady, shut your freaking pie hole. I mean, seriously, nobody needs to work at Disney. If you don't want to work at Disney, unemployment's under 4%. Go get a job somewhere else. Can't get a job somewhere else? Get off your ass and move. Go to a place in the country where they have huge demand. If where you happen to be, that's the best you can do. Be mobile. I moved to California. I moved to New York City. I'm now down in Florida. You got to go where the opportunity is. So when I hear this, it's almost like, do they realize that people don't have to work in certain companies? But then again, if you're inherited $120 million and you're sitting on that and you got a silver spoon and you never had to go find a job, you might not know that. So Abigail, I'm telling you right now, those people at Disney don't need your help, because if they listen to you, they're going to become ongoing indentured servants, because they're going to feel like, oh my God, you know, we have to fight the big corporate giant. No, you don't. All you got to do is go to one who values you more than Disney does, if that's indeed the case. Your market value is what you can earn. That's it. It's what somebody else is willing to pay you. So like I said, I had a great person working here. She did a great job for a number of years. She found a job and they said, wow, we think you're worth $40,000 more than Mark was paying you. And I said, that's fantastic, man. That is just a great opportunity. I'm so proud of you. And she cried and we hugged and she left. And, you know, I don't know where she's going to be in 5 years, but I tell you, she's going to keep growing. She's going to keep getting better. And that woman today makes over six figures. And when she started with us over 10 years ago, we hired her from a coffee shop. So put that in perspective. No college degree. She makes six figures. And she didn't need someone like Abigail Disney telling her what to do. She went out and did it. And that, my friends, is what you need to do. So here are my final round of items. Travel tips. If you missed the American Idol video we shot down at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana, check it out. These are people that have won. Well, in the case of Bo Bice, he came in second. I think it was Carrie Underwood that year. I think it was 2004. And if you remember Bo Bice, he was the rocker dude, kind of one of the first rocker dudes you saw on American Idol. I remember watching him, which is pretty cool. I got out of it a couple years later because I just was not a, you know, sit around like my kids and wife watching it all the time, but they loved it. But Bo, man, dude, we hung out. You're a lot smaller than you look on TV, dude. So he's kind of a little guy. And he's a great guy. His hair is a lot shorter than it was, but it's still a lot longer than mine. And he's a good dude. And I was psyched to meet him and a whole bunch of other folks. I can't name them all, but Clark, Deborah, I mean, Matt, the band that came in from, kind of assembled and came in from Nashville, and great show at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana. And the key thing is they share their insights into the Dominican Republic. That's why I tell you about it. They tell you what they thought, what they heard before. They'd been there before in many cases. Some had never been, and how much they were enjoying it and how wrong the media is. That was great to hear, not just from me, but from other folks. So just type in American Idol Travel Pulse. The video will come up, and then share it, folks, because we really should help this destination. And by helping them, you're going to help yourself, because you are going to get a deal you've never seen before because of how devastated they are with inbound arrivals because of the moronic media, mainstream media, whatever you want to call it. Another tip, if you want to go over the pond, Brexit. Brexit has brought the value of the dollar up so much against the pound. I think it's over a 30-year high now. So I think the last time it was this high, the dollar to the pound, it was around 1985. So if you ever thought about going to Great Britain and enjoying that experience, which is fantastic, go ahead and take a look. Airfare is dirt cheap. Google Flights is a great way. If you're flexible, just look out over the next 2 to 3 months. You'll see those pairs. And you'll see if you put in, let's say, Philly, London Heathrow, put that in, say, I want to go nonstop only and see what the fares are. And you can even sort it by airline, like out of Philly, be American primarily, or BA. And by the way, side tip, some of the fares on business class and first class are the lowest I've ever seen going across the pond. And there's a great special by Ricky Gervais called Humanity on Netflix. Freaking hysterical. And he talks about being in first class and how great it is. And anybody who travels or loves to travel is going to get a kick out of it. And he talks about peanut allergies on the plane. Just, I'll leave it at that. Go watch it if you haven't seen it. It's the bomb, man. I love that guy. He's awesome. So great deals. A couple things that happened: the value of the dollar, but also because of Brexit, demand is down for travel to Great Britain. So you've got two factors working in your favor to give you a fantastic deal. So you want to jump on that. The last thing is Funjet Vacations has this pretty cool last-minute booking deal. Basically, the day before you want to go somewhere, just basically go in, say I want to go to Jamaica or whatever destination it is, they will book a specific location in that destination. They'll put you in a 4 or 5 star resort. The caveat is you book one day prior to departure, and the average is $82 per person per night. Can't really beat that, but now I got to beat a path out of here. So have a great week. Back with you next week. Don't forget, subscribe, write a review. You could be a winner like Sarah was this week. Till next time.